Hey guys, this is Darren Duff again for another review of a product here on Blind Cool Tech. Today we are going to review the Cobalt Systems Talking Color Detector. And it's a handheld color detector, and it's made by a company called Cobalt Systems, imagine that. And Kim, who is currently doing dishes, is going to help me do this podcast today. Because we have some clothes that we don't know what color they are, and she said, Darren, why don't you, you've been talking about doing that podcast on that color detector, why don't you do one now, since we got some laundry we need to go over. So I'm going to get this out and then describe it to you, what it looks like and how it works, and then we're going to try it out. Okay, so this is a handheld device. It's probably about the size of a remote control, I'd say. It's kind of a little fatter and a little stockier than a remote control, but it's about the size of a remote control. It's ergonomic, so you can hold it in either hand. It doesn't matter which hand you hold it in. The top of it is the cap that covers the sensors that tell you what color something is to protect them. It's just a cap. Moving down the front of it, there's a round speaker grill with little horizontal ridges in it for the speaker. It's maybe an inch or two wide. Below that is the panel that covers the battery compartment, and this device actually takes 1 9-volt battery. I've had this color detector for about 2.5 years, and I have only put one battery in it. I have not had to change it, and I use it all the time. So that's the front side of it. On the back side, the one feature on the back side, it has something written on the back. I don't know what it says. But then down below that, it has a headphone jack. You can plug headphones into this, or you can plug an earpiece into this and have some privacy when you use it. On the left-hand side, it's just smooth. There's no...
You don't want anybody else to know what color.
Well, if you're in like a store and you're trying to tell the ripeness of fruit, you don't... People are going, what's that weird thing that guy's got there, you know, making all that racket? Continuing with the description, on the left side there's nothing. There's no buttons or switches. It's just smooth on the left, the way I'm holding it. Like I said, you could hold it with either side. On the right side there is a slider switch with 4 different positions. And they are, and it's grooved to fit your finger. They are off, on, and 2 higher volume settings. And if you have a hearing problem, this thing goes really loud. It has 3 volume settings and it goes really loud. On the bottom of the unit there is a calibrate button, which is where you can reset the unit and make sure that it's giving you the right color and such. So I'm going to calibrate it and turn it on. And the instructions that come with it say it's best to turn it on and let it recognize the underside of the cap, which is made to be white. So it turns on, you let it say white 2-3 times, and you know it's ready to go. And when using this device, I would recommend that you let it say the color of the item you're trying to identify 2-3 times, just to make sure it says the same color. It takes a few seconds for it to focus on whatever you're trying to check out. And it works on clothing, it works on fruit, it works on wood, plastic, all different kinds of things. I was even doing it on people's skin when I got it, and it was going orange, orange. Another cool thing about this device is it has a UK accent, because Cobalt Systems is a UK-based company, I do believe. So I'm going to hold down the calibrate button with my thumb, and with my index finger in my right hand, I'm holding the calibrate button with the thumb on my left hand, and then my index finger in my right hand is going to turn on the color detector. And you have to do this with 2 hands. I haven't found a way to do it with 1 hand. But you hold the calibrate button in only until you turn it on, and then you can release it. And after about a second or two, it will beep. I just turned it on. And it starts to say white.
White.
It's pretty clear speech. Now I'm going to take the cap off.
White.
And when I do, Now the cap also snaps on the bottom, so you can have it. It's a convenient place. You don't ever have to worry about losing the cap. You just snap it on the bottom part, and the sensors are left open, and it's out of the way. Now I've got it on the medium volume setting, and you can hear it's beeping. And the reason it does that is because it has a light probe on it as well. Now it doesn't tell you when you get closer to a light source. It just beeps if there is a light source. And if there's no light source, if it's in a dark room, it says black, black, black. So it's beeping now because I'm in the living room and we have the lights turned on. And just for fun, I'm going to stick it to my blue jeans, and you have to cover the sensors all the way up. You can't have any light going into the little eye that it uses, sensor, whatever you want to call it. And it's important that you don't touch these sensors as well. The nozzle around the sensors has a little rubber piece around it so that you don't damage it around the rim. I'm going to stick it to my blue jeans. We'll see what color it says they are. Here we go.
Blue.
Well, there you go.
Blue.
It says they're blue, and of course that's a good thing. Now I'm actually sitting on the back of the love seat that we have. I probably shouldn't do that. Can we get on to me? We have a cover over our love seat. What color is that cover, baby?
Burgundy.
So now one thing I should point out is this thing recognizes not only primary colors but also shades. It doesn't. I have not heard it say burgundy. I don't know what it will say with this burgundy cover. Let's see what it says. I'm putting it up to the cover.
Dark red.
Ah, dark red.
Dark red.
So that's what burgundy
dark
is.
Red.
So it doesn't actually say, you know, magenta for dark. Is magenta dark blue? Is that what it is?
Pink.
And pink, sorry. And then I don't understand anything but primary colors, so let's see what color our wall is. This will be fun.
Very light gray, yellow.
Gray, yellow.
Very light gray, yellow.
It's off white.
Light yellow, green.
It says yellow, green. That's what you heard it change a few times there. So it can tell the color of many different surfaces. Let's check the carpet. See what color the carpet is.
Light brown.
Light brown.
Light brown.
Okay, yeah, that's about right.
Very so, light yellow green.
No, I just pulled it away from the carpet and it's having to refocus. Now it's got to focus on the light. Let's see what color our refrigerator is. That's a good little test. I'm putting it up to the side of the fridge.
White.
Ah, it says it's white.
White.
Well, that's a good color for a fridge.
White.
There's a shirt on the arm of the red couch.
Okay, Kim thinks we should use it for something that actually makes sense now. So we'll do that. On the right arm of the couch?
On the right arm of the love seat.
Okay. Okay, here is a shirt, and it's, it looks like a sweater, actually. So let's see what color this sweater is. I'm just gonna...
We don't know.
We don't know yet, but we're gonna find out.
Blue.
It's blue.
Okay.
Blue.
And you can let it repeat that as many times as you want to. When you pull it away, it takes a few seconds to focus. Kenya, come here, buddy. Come here, let's see what color you are. You're black. Come here. Come here. He's like, dude, don't get that thing near me. Come on, puppy. Let's see what color you are.
Black.
Kenya's black.
Black.
He's sniffing it like, what the heck are you doing
black.
To me? You're black, buddy. I already knew that, of course. Kenya's a good name for a black dog. Let's check out our coffee table. See what color that is.
Brown.
It's brown. I think it's... Uh-oh. I let some light in.
Brown.
And so, there now. I'm covering
brown.
It up. What you have to do is make sure that you put these sensors... I'm turning off now.
Can you hand me that shirt?
Yeah, I'll hand you the shirt. You have to make sure the sensors are totally flush with whatever surface you're trying to identify. I don't know how it would do with a round fruit. Do we have any round fruit, baby?
That pear. It's probably black by now.
Oh, gross. Well, where's the pear?
Two pears in the fruit bowl up there.
In the fruit bowl, okay. I'm looking on our bar, and there's... I see the... Oh, here we go. That's a pear? Oh, my gosh. These don't even feel like pears.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be nasty.
I don't want to know.
I'm going to calibrate it again. I'm going to have to take the cap off of it to put the cap back on, too. I recommend that you calibrate it every time you turn it on, just to make sure you're getting
white
color there.
White.
So it's saying white. I'm going to take the cap off
white
and snap it on the bottom of the color detector. And check the color of this pear.
Brown. Brown.
Are they supposed to be brown?
Brown. Brown. Brown.
It's supposed to be yellow.
Oh, gross. Oh, well, it says it's brown. Let's see what the other pear looks like.
Dark brown. Dark brown.
Oh, that's nasty.
Dark brown.
Oh, gross. Okay, well, those pears are brown and dark brown. Oh, man. So you can see it identifies quite a bit of different substances, surfaces, whatever you want to call it. Very small, very lightweight, very easy to use. Anything else you want
to... There's big basket of clothes that we need to go through.
Okay, we're going to show you this thing in real action. Where are those clothes at, babe?
Can you pause that?
Yeah, I can pause it. Hold on just a sec. Let me dig the recorder out of my pocket. All right, I'm going to pause this. We'll be back in a few minutes. Okay, we're back now. Kim just told me where the thing was located. You don't have to pause it. We never pause on Blind Cool Tech. We just keep going and going and going. That's what Theory does. He never pauses. Something comes up, you just go with the flow. People don't seem to mind. Kind of adds a little variety to the podcast, and it's probably a little unprofessional, but hey, we don't strive for professionalism here, I guess. I don't know. I think it's cool. Okay, yeah, here's a big basket of clothes. So I'm going to turn on the color detector. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Well, what I was going to do is check the color of clothes and lay them on the bed. Do you want to do it that way? Or?
Yeah, I think there's a stack of sheets in there, and then there's some shirts and stuff, too.
Okay, just make stacks on the bed?
Sure.
You got the big sweater here. What you want to do with that?
Let me see. Where's that?
That blue one I gave you is right here.
I got this. Oh, this is the one you gave me.
Oh, okay, let's see what this is, then. Let me calibrate the color detector again. Long beep to indicate that.
White.
It's good to go. It's saying white. So I take the cap off, snap it on the bottom. And it's detecting the light. And I have a sweater here. Let's see what it says about it.
Gray, blue. Gray, blue.
Grayish blue.
Gray, blue.
This one right here.
This one right here.
It has a hood. This is mine.
And then there's some pants here, which are obviously blue.
Very dark blue.
Well, dark blue.
Very dark blue.
Okay. And I'm just holding the...
Are those my blue jeans?
Yeah, they are.
Wait, these are your blue jeans, I think.
Oh, are they really?
I don't recognize them.
Okay, then I'll take them. And I'll put them over here on the cedar chest. We have this really pretty mahogany cedar chest that Kim... You got it from Coco, sweetie?
It was for my 21st birthday.
For your 21st birthday from her aunt Coco, who is no longer with us, unfortunately. Very sweet lady, I'm told. And on the front, it has a plate that says, didn't it say happy birthday, Kimberly?
Happy 21st
birthday. So, that's... When you open it up, I think it says that, doesn't it, sweetie?
Mm-hmm.
It's a really pretty cedar chest. It's really, really nice. Okay, so going back into the basket here, we have a stack of shirts. And what I'm going to do, without unfolding these, I'm just going to set the color detector upright and just throw a shirt over the top of it and see what color it says.
White. White.
Okay, so that's somebody's white shirt.
Very light yellow.
I just took it away, and it takes a minute to focus back.
Let me see.
It's a t-shirt. It's on the bed.
You see white?
Yep.
Could it be one of your undershirts?
It could. That's what I was thinking.
Okay, see what else you got.
Okay, here's another one. Let's see what color this one is.
Light brown. Light brown.
You don't have many t-shirts, see, babe?
Light brown.
Is that yours?
Very light yellow.
I don't know. I took it away. Now it's focusing back. That was a light brown shirt. So you can see how easy this is. You just have to make sure that you cover the sensors up. Now here's a sweatshirt. That's probably yours, baby. No, it's not a sweatshirt. It's
very light
this
gray.
This shirt is
brown.
Not light brown, though.
Very
this
light
one
right here gray.
Is this one you did?
Let me try it again.
I know for a fact it's a peach color.
You do? Okay, let's see what it says.
Light orange.
Oh, that is light orange.
Light orange.
That's right.
Okay, that's right.
So which
yellow.
One did it say light brown?
Good question. I think it was that one, but does it have a picture or something on it?
No, not really.
I don't know. Sometimes... Okay, so sometimes I guess it makes mistakes. Maybe it's better to lay the shirt down on a surface like a bed or something and put the color detector. You have to turn it upside down because the
very light gray brown.
It's saying this one's grayish brown.
Very light gray.
While ago, okay.
That's
while ago.
White.
Let me see.
White.
Now it's saying white. I moved it to a different spot on the shirt. So that's a light gray. And you have to come to learn that when a lot of times it's, instead of white, the color detector will say light gray, and I think it's the same thing as white.
Oh, these are our pajama pants.
Oh, okay. Well, those are your... Oh, okay.
I think these are my blue and white pajama pants.
Okay. And I don't know what it does with stripes. Do you have anything that you know is striped, baby? We can see
I know these blue and white pajama pants have...
Striped.
They have clouds on them. Like blue background with white clouds. So what did it say on it? Here, try it again.
Okay, I'll try it again. These? Right here?
Yeah.
Okay, your cloud pajamas. That sounds cute.
Light gray.
Light gray?
Light gray.
But then when I move it, it says...
Very light gray.
Very light gray.
Very light gray.
And when I move
gray.
It again...
Very light gray.
It still says very light gray.
Very light gray.
Still says very light gray.
Very light gray.
Let me move it again.
Very light gray.
Well, I'll go with saying why.
Very light green. Light gray. Light gray.
Yeah, that's definitely what those are. So, let's try this pair that I just pulled out.
Light blue green. Light blue green.
So these are light blue green, baby.
Light blue green.
Yeah.
Light blue green.
What do you think about that?
Green.
I don't know.
I'm laying them out here for you. Well, baby, it's part of the demonstration. Don't say that. So this is pretty much how we do our laundry. To some of you, this may be boring, but this device really makes it easy. Now, Kim also has labels on several of her
very
clothes.
Dark purple.
This is a purple shirt.
Very dark purple.
Dark purple.
Very dark purple.
Yes, indeed.
White.
I wonder if that's mine or yours, babe. You can tell, can't you? She's really good. Kim had her side until she was 16, so she's really good at... I don't know how she does it. She's good at feeling something and...
Telling
what it is. Which is kind of cool. I don't think we will do all this laundry. I think we're getting into the sheets now. But that is a pretty good demonstration, I do believe, of this color detector. And I don't think I've left anything out. You can get this color detector. I think you can get it from Cobalt Systems, from their website, which I'm not sure what that is. But I got mine through MaxiAids. And I got it for $119. Which was, 2.5 years ago. And I think it's about the same price. I was showing one of my clients the same thing online yesterday or day before, and I think it was about the same price. They may have went down to 116. There is another type of color identifier with a better light probe on it, but it costs, and it may be smaller, but I think it costs $200-something. So this is a fairly cheap way and fairly small color detection device, and I like it. I use it all the time, every day. And once again, it is the Cobalt Systems Talking Color Detector. If you have any questions about that, the review or comments or criticisms or what have you, feel free to email me on the Blind Cool Tech list, or you can write to my email address, which is dduff. It's all lowercase, dduff, at blvsgeorgia.org. That's dduff at blvsgeorgia.org. I've enjoyed showing you guys this color detector. I hope it helps someone out, and feel free to let me know your thoughts on this podcast. Until next time, we'll see you later.